Hey everybody, Ben from Foamcast Radio here. I just wanted to let you know about a brand new podcast I've been working on for a while now. I'm super excited to launch it, and I've cut together a trailer for it that I'd love to share with you now. If it's not your cup of tea, I won't be offended if you just skip right past this trailer and continue listening to other episodes of Foamcast Radio, or whatever else is on your podcast playlist. But if you're willing to listen for just 5 minutes and it sounds interesting to you, I'd really appreciate it if you'd look up this new podcast and subscribe now so you won't miss a single episode. It'll really help me out big time. Either way, thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you on the battlefield.
As Christians, we know that God answers prayer, sometimes with a yes, sometimes with a no, or sometimes in His time. But there are times when a prayer is answered like a miracle, a direct answer that cannot be seen as anything other than a miraculous intervention by God.
It was about 7 o'clock at night when I got off, and I had about a 600-mile drive ahead of me, and this white car shot past me. And when they went and switched my lane, they ran me off the road. When my truck hit that gravel, sent the truck airborne, and the truck flipped 3 times, hit and skidded into a concrete barrier.
I was trying to prepare for my grandson's birthday. He turned 4. I only had just shy of $15 on me. As I was pulling up to my car, there was this homeless man. I went ahead and I shared what I had with him because I just felt it on my heart to give him something.
I was in the store with my wife and I was talking to this young man, and for some reason I just got this inkling, like, you know, he had lower back pain, and there was nothing that, you know, wasn't obvious. He wasn't moving slow or anything. I said, "Hey, do you have lower back pain?" And he said, "Yeah." And I asked him, I said, "You got one leg that's shorter than the other?" And he said, I sure do. And right then I knew that, you know, that was God putting these thoughts in my head, speaking to me in that still, subtle voice.
I was molested from the time I was 9 till I was 15 when I tried to commit suicide to get out of it.
I've been a Christian since I was 5 years old. I started to wonder if there was something wrong with me. It seemed to me that I was lacking vital. One day I went outside, leaned on the wall of the house, and sobbed. What's so wrong with me? Why can't any man ever keep loving me? I can't live like this anymore. Please help me, Lord, because I can't help me anymore. And as those words left my mouth, a blanket of soft warmth, something like feathers, seemed to descend and wrap around me. What a difference that miracle moment meant to my life. My Savior had been with me with love and understanding all the days of my life.
With the police officer that worked the wreck, he told me I was about the most invincible man he's ever seen in my life, but I know it was God watching over me 100%. I know that if it wasn't for him watching over me, I would have died in that wreck.
And I was just like, thank you, Jesus. You know, it was just so amazing. I was so thankful to the Lord above, because if it had not have been for that, I don't feel like I could have made the evening special for my grandson.
I told him it was Jesus, it wasn't me, and he said he wasn't religious at all. And I said, "Well, I'm really not religious either. I just love the Lord, and He loves me, and He loves you, and that's kind of how it works." And I don't know what happened after that, but I know it was a heck of a cool encounter with God and with this young man, and it was just so cool.
It took me a lot of years before I turned to God, even though He had spoke to me, and I knew it was Him.
Jesus loves me, and that above all is what matters. What a gift He gave me that day. It changed everything for me.
Encountered is a brand new podcast all about God's miraculous interventions in the lives of normal people. At Redeemed Recordings, we're working on producing season 1 of Encountered. And when it's ready, you'll be able to listen to it for free on all major podcast apps and platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. You can also sign up for email updates at our website, redeemedrecordings.com. Each and every episode of Encountered will feature true stories of miracles told by the people who experienced them firsthand. This means that we need your help to produce Encountered. We need you to call in and leave a recorded message telling your story of a time when God worked a miracle in your life. You can call 509-505-0605 or search for Redeemed Recordings on Skype if you're outside the United States. Your call will be connected. You won't hear any greeting, but your message will be automatically recorded. Introduce yourself, tell your story, and our editors will take it from there. Once again, that number is 509-505-0605. We're so excited to bring Encounter to the world, and we hope you're excited to listen, so stay tuned.